No, I got that turned around. Two kinds of bread. There's a homemade kind and the type that you buy at the store you call...
A loaf of bread.
Uh-huh. Ever heard people say store-bought bread?
Yeah. Store-bought.
Yeah. Okay. Bakery bread?
Well, store-bought bread is baked at a bakery.
Okay. And what about these things that you can make? Sometimes you can make them at home so that they have a hole right in the middle. You know, you make up your batter and you cook them and you fry them in deep fat so that they have a hole in the middle.
Donuts.
Sure. All right. What would you, if you just took a lump of that donut dough and cooked it like that without the hole? Any idea what that would be called?
No.
Have you ever heard of doing that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ever heard people call them donut holes?
Well, I've heard donut holes, but I never did know what it was. I figured it was the inside that they never did cook in the first place.
Yeah, whatever. All right. And some people like to eat these things for breakfast. Again, you make up the batter and you pour them out four or five at a time. Cook them.
Pancakes?
Yeah. Ever heard those called anything else?
No.
Hotcakes? Flapjacks?
Well, I've heard the names. I know what they are. They're pancakes.
Yeah. Your usual term is pancakes.
Pancakes.
All right. About how much flour, roughly, would you say comes in a sack about that size?
5 pounds.
Okay. And the stuff that you put in bread if you want to make it rise?
Yeast.
All right. The two parts of an egg, what are they called?
The yolk.
Mm-hmm.
And the white.
All right. What color would you say the yolk is?
Yellow.
Mm-hmm. And, What do you eat for typical breakfast?
A piece of cinnamon toast.
Big breakfast.
And a glass of milk, yeah. Okay. When I eat breakfast, very seldom.
Yeah, okay. What about, the things that chickens lay there?
Okay, eggs.
All right. What about different ways of, you know, preparing eggs? Cooking them?
Fried, scrambled.
Have you ever heard of a way of cooking them? You'd have a little...
Poach.
Yeah, yeah.
Poached eggs.
Ever heard of people cooking along some kind of meat if they're preparing greens, you know? Ever putting in
bacon?
Kind of, yeah, for seasoning.
Bacon cook. Salt pork, whatever.
Yeah. Does that salt pork, is that mostly lean or does it have some fat in it?
Fat.
It's mostly fat. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard of stuff like fat back or sow belly, white meat, that kind of thing?
No.
Yeah. And if you wanted to buy a lot of bacon but not have it sliced, you could buy a whole
slab.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ever heard that called the Midland?
No.
Alright. And say if you were slicing some bacon off that slab, the tough edge that you'd probably want to cut off, that's called a...
I don't know.
Would it be rind or skin or something like that?
I don't know.
Not sure about that. Okay. Is there any other type of meat that you could buy smoked like bacon?
I'm sure there is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Ham maybe? Something like that?
Ham, sure.
Okay. Well, what about another meat that people like to eat for breakfast that it's kind of hot and comes in links or patties?
Sausage?
Yeah. And a man that deals in meat exclusively, I don't know if you really have these anymore, but they used to be called...
Butchers?
Yeah, okay. And if meat has been kept too long, you say it's done what?
Spoil.
Yeah. What about butter that's gotten that way too? What would you say about it?
It's no good.
Okay. All right. Have you ever heard people around here use the word funky? The butter's got a funky taste to it.
Not really.
Okay. Does that word mean anything to you?
Yeah.
What does it mean?
Oh, well, I don't know.
Well, how would you use it?